USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Topps Friendly Market says it's hoping to reopen a store soon in Buffalo, New York, where 10 people were killed in a mass shooting. The alleged teen shooter, Peyton Gendron, was arrested and is facing more than two dozen charges. Officials say they hope to have the store open again by the end of July. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a wide-ranging gun control bill. The mostly partisan legislation passed a vote of 223 to 204. Ranking Member Republican Jim Jordan explains his problem with the one-size-fits-all bill.
We need to get serious about understanding why this keeps happening. Democrats are always fixated on curtailing the rights of law-abiding citizens rather than trying to understand why this evil happens. Until we figure out the why, we will always mourn losses without fixing the problem.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
A California man admits trying to get at Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Nicholas John Roski is facing charges of attempted murder of a federal judge after he was arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home. When he was arrested, investigators say Roski was carrying a pistol, a knife, pepper spray, zip ties, a crowbar, and other items. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News and talks about when Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said at a rally that Kavanaugh had released a whirlwind and would pay the price during his confirmation period.
They were beyond irresponsible. They were reckless. They were incitement words. These were words that were intended to bring about that kind of reaction, and that's what we face today.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As another massive migrant caravan is heading to the United States, one lawmaker is putting the blame squarely on the president. Representative Brian Babin, the Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
President Obrador and Mexico are not, they're not in our corner anymore. They were during the, there was a lot of cooperation between the Trump administration and the Obrador administration in Mexico. No longer. They are facilitating, absolutely facilitating, passage of these giant caravans. They're giving them visas to come in to freely move around Mexico, and not only to get jobs there, but to also pass through and make their way to our southern border where they come across. So unlike with President Trump, the Mexican government is taking great advantage of us, and now here they are boycotting this so-called Summit of Americas, which is going to do nothing to help stop this crisis at the border. The worst border crisis we've ever seen. Nothing is going to be happening there. For the two Northern Triangle countries that are boycotting as well as Mexico, unbelievable that our administration would tolerate this kind of stuff. And we've taken an enormous percentage of their populations into our own country.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Singapore for Asia's largest defense summit this week. Secretary Austin is expected to meet his counterpart, Chinese Defense Minister General Wei Fenghe, for the first time. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.